The head of the German Bundesbank, Jens Wiedmann, says the ECB will have to re-examine the promissory note deal to make sure it doesn't breach its rules. In an interview with Bloomberg this morning, he says, "I'm very concerned about monetary policy being too closely intertwined with fiscal policy and crossing the line to monetary financing." Well, we can speak now to David Powell, Bloomberg Brief's senior economist. And David, I'm conscious that when we were originally scheduled to talk, it was about the financial transaction tax, and we will get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, just when Ireland thought it was safe to go back in the water, here comes the great white shark from the German Bundesbank. What's Jens Wiedmann playing at here?
Well, essentially, he's complaining about what he refers to as the fiscal nature of this transaction. But I think one thing has to be kept in mind, and that is that Wiedmann has been the most vocally opposed to some of the operations of the ECB over the last year, in particular the ECB's promise to buy Italian and Spanish government bonds if those countries were to enter a program. And the rest of the ECB has not been on board with him. He's essentially been isolated. So just because Wiedmann has said this is not necessarily an indication at all that the ECB will in fact go along with him.
We know, because Mario Draghi told us so, that the ECB had noted the deal, although no further comment was forthcoming on that. What essentially seems to be happening then, from what you're saying, is that Jens Wiedmann is merely putting on record his misgivings.
Yeah, well, in some ways, he is the person who reminds us of the exact wording of the treaty and interprets it most strictly. So I would imagine what Draghi was trying to say by having noted it is that indeed they have noted it. And at this stage, he's probably trying to avoid the impression of division at the Governing Council of the ECB after what was already a very public disagreement with Jens Wiedmann last year.
David, to the financial transaction tax, 11 member states are signing up. The European Commission has unveiled its blueprint. The intention here is that the member states would be able to levy transactions that are taking place well outside of those 11 countries, places such as London and New York. Is that really going to be workable?
Well, I would say that if history provides provides a clue as to what will happen, there will be some inventive lawyers who find a way around it. Essentially, what the agreement says is if you're a resident or acting on behalf of a resident of those 11 countries, that that one has to pay this tax. However, you know, there are all kinds of creative schemes of having a subsidiary, et cetera, or what if, for example, a German pension fund or a pension fund from one of those countries just relocates to London, for example. Does that mean they get around it? What does that really mean, acting on behalf? How great does the legal distance have to be? So there's a lot of room for interpretation here, which I imagine will be hashed out over the next several months.
A lot of people, both in this market and indeed where you are in London, member states which are both outside the FTT, will be saying, we already have stamp duty on these types of transactions, and the fear would be that there'll be double taxation.
Yeah, well, of course, there would be a double taxation here if had the UK agreed to join this, although, as you know, the UK has not, just like Ireland, agreed to join this. So at this stage, that double taxation will be avoided.
OK, David Powell, senior economist with Bloomberg Briefs, thanks for talking to us this morning. Briefly, in currency news, the euro trading at $1.338 this morning and 86.2 pence sterling.
Conor, thank you.